USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has now sounded a warning, giving Mexico a year to rein in the flow of illegal immigrants at the southern border or face the consequences, beginning with tariffs.
What's more real initially is tariffs on the cars coming in, a 25% tariff on the cars being made in Mexico coming in. You know, Mexico, prior to my becoming president, took close to 30% of our car business. Okay, that's a lot. That's a big, big chunk. They did that under NAFTA.
The House Judiciary Chairman wants the Attorney General to release any and all summaries of the special counsel's Russia report. Some members of Mueller's team want more information to be released, saying that William Barr failed to adequately describe how the investigation of potential obstruction of justice included derogatory details about the president's actions. This is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muilberg has for the first time admitted that a new maneuvering system on their 737 MAX aircraft was responsible for two crashes that killed nearly 350 people.
It's apparent that in both flights, the maneuvering characteristics augmentation system, known as MCAS, activated in response to erroneous angle of attack information. It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk. We own it, and we know how to do it.
A person that came forward claiming to be the missing Illinois teen, Timothy Pitson, who disappeared 8 years ago, was found to be a hoax. Pitson family friend Kara Jacobs confirmed the news.
Unfortunately, this child is not our beloved Timothy. We know that you are out there somewhere, Tim, and we will never stop looking for you, praying for you, and loving you.
The Newport, Kentucky police chief said the man is actually Brian Rennie from Medina, Ohio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study finds which Americans watch the most TV. And USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the findings.
The study by Verizon finds West Virginians watch more TV than people in any other state in the nation. The report finds people in WV averaged about 4.5 hours in front of the TV a day. Next was Delaware, people averaging 3 hours, 47 minutes of TV time a day. Utah had the shortest time, residents there watching an average of 2 hours, 13 minutes of TV each day. The study finds that states with more state parks and outdoor recreational facilities show a much lower watch time on average, including Utah and California, Alaska, and Colorado. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Law enforcement officials in Chicago are now asking for changes. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
The Fraternal Order of Police in Chicago is giving Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox a vote of no confidence amid the Jussie Smollett controversy.
We're very grateful for the top police officials who are here with one united voice to demand the resignation of Cook County State's Attorney Kimberly Fox.
Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President Kevin Graham saying his request comes after numerous times felony charges have been dropped, and the last straw was that the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett were dropped as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.